This podcast is for adults only, except for any of you that were in Cairo 42. It contains filth, sex, and filthy sex.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Should we do this formally today? My name's Rob. Welcome to our podcast.
That's nice.
On my left is a beautiful lady. Very funny.
Oh,
I was about to give you my full name. First, middle and surname.
Aww.
Go on in.
My name is Laura Gertrude Phillips.
Oh. See what you did.
It's not really.
Yes.
No, you lied.
And to Laura's left is another beautiful person by the name of...
I don't know.
You don't know your name?
No, I don't know my name. I am nameless.
Can we name you?
Could do.
Are you like the artist formerly known as Mimi?
Yes, I am nameless. Yeah, I don't want to be named. I will be nameless.
Okay, so we don't mention that girl's name for the whole episode, okay?
Oh no, that's a hard
game. Can we just call
you
her?
That lady over there?
Yeah.
Stripey.
Stripey. I am wearing stripey.
She's smelly.
Today's Tuesday. Tuesday. You know, like Wednesday in Adam's family.
What's going
it's
on?
It's the day that Mimi forgot to take her medication.
What was in the rock cakes?
The cinnamon.
Yeah, there was some cinnamon.
We haven't even got around to introducing the next guy yet.
Sorry. And to my left, it's a gorgeous Rick.
I'm Rick.
Is that your real name?
It's Rickabadiah Jerabudu Griffin.
Griffin. Nice. And can we call you Griff for short?
Aren't you Rachel at the weekends?
What, my Rachel?
I was going to say this.
That would be confusing.
That's why we're never seen in the room at the same time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob. I've kept it alive for so long.
Yeah.
Surprise.
How's the baby coming on?
Yeah.
Oh, you could be, you know, you don't have to be called Rachel. You could be Rosalina. Rosalina.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not even just Rosalind, but Rosalina.
Yeah, Rosalina. Exotic.
Mm.
Exotic. Anyway, we know why we're all here. It's Rick's turn to read his chapter.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
I think before that, we need a recap.
A recap?
And that sound was Laura with a puncture.
So excited.
Last week on We Write Sex, our hero Byron was still being held captive by the Nazis.
Oh,
Byron.
Goddamn Nazis.
Their leader, Helga, told him the sad tale of when her mother assisted Adolf Hitler into making himself immortal.
Mm.
You mean Helga's mum?
No, it was her grandmother.
Her grandmother?
Oh, I said mum. I should have said grandmother. Sabine.
That's why I get confused. I was like...
Nice.
Sorry.
Good correction.
Good
correction.
Yeah, good for our listeners. And it turns out that if someone has touched the sexy box, they can be brought back from the dead by using a special key and saying the person's name.
Uh-huh.
Three times like Beetlejuice.
Helga also told Byron how the box has been passed down through the generations, but it was eventually stolen and the head scientist, Sophia, went missing as well. And the chapter ended with Helga unwrapping the package that she thought concealed the key, only to find it was just a bar of soap.
Dove.
Old.
And she was a little bit
nicky soap.
Wasn't there something about she had the spunk in the box?
What?
I remember Hitler.
He spunked, but not in the box.
He spunked
in the box.
On the box.
Sophia saw, like, circling souls, essentially,
oh,
of everybody
okay.
that's been...
You didn't have to spunk in it.
No.
You just had to...
You just have to use the box.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine that? Spunk on the box.
The box is just going to be full of horny people as well, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
All loved up and all.
Do you reckon they're doing it in the box?
Probably. There's little spirits at it.
Yeah.
So would Hitler go back into his body that is already, like... in the ground, or will you just go into a new body, or will it just be...
No, not one in the ground, that would be gross.
I'd imagine they would just come out of the box and...
regenerate.
Almost like an Alex Mack style.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just become new.
Do you reckon our listeners will know what Alex Mack is?
If you don't, like, watch it all, it's brilliant, it will change your life.
And you're too young to be listening to our podcast.
I don't know what it is.
The Secret World of Alex. Oh, screw the podcast.
Oh my gosh, right. you don't know what the Secret World of Alex Mack is.
Oh my god.
It's amazing.
Is this another one of those Sky TV things for rich kids?
It was on years ago.
Oh yeah, I used to watch it around.
I was very much a BBC baby.
Oh. Yeah, it was on. It's a girl that can basically convert to some kind of liquid form and travel through pipes.
She was walking home from school one day. There was a chemical plant in the town where her dad works. And some chemical EC-141-161 or something. I don't know. Yeah. I watched the DVD quite recently.
I have it. I'll lend it to you. I give a fuck.
No, you do.
It's amazing.
Spilt on her and she got all these powers.
It was better than Wolf. Yeah,
better than Wolf.
Yeah, because she was always being chased by someone.
You don't know what Wolf is.
She's being chased by Vince.
Yes. Isn't Wolf the person who turned into a dog?
Yeah, he turned into a little dog.
Well, that
yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
In fact, the dog was like one of your dogs. What are your dogs called?
Oh, Maltese.
Yeah, it's like one of those.
Oh, white.
I thought it was a bit of a shaggy one. It was a bit of a shaggy dog, a bit bigger than the Maltese. Anyway, back to Alex Mack.
Back to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Not why we're here.
I can even hum the theme tune if you want.
Oh, yeah. Du, du, du,
du, du. No, that's the baby elephant walk.
We never saw the finale of Alex Mack.
I have it on DVD. Literally, I got it for a birthday present, everything, on a DVD.
Oh. I used to have to watch it. My grandparents had some dodgy form of Sky, so unfortunately I had to watch it in German. It's problematic, you know. Got the general gist, mate.
Did they talk about sperms flying around and stuff?
Anyway, sorry.
I'll lend you the DVD.
Yes. Thank you. I need to watch the ending, because I never saw the ending.
The ending?
The ending, oh, yeah.
Or as you'd know it, the ending.
And it goes with our podcast, because the Germans.
It does. Yeah. Oh, actually. It links very well. Is everybody ready?
Yes. Oh,
here we go.
Go.
Chapter 6, Byron's Saviour.
Ooh.
2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Oh.
Zug für Kartenbitter. Danke, danke, danke.
Danke.
His footsteps closed in. Zug für Kartenbitter. Danke, danke.
I don't know what it means.
He cleared his throat as he looked down at the woman playing around with her phone. He sighed as if to say, great, another one that I'm invisible to. Zug für Karten. Oh, sorry. She sheepishly removed one of her ear pods, rummaged around inside her purse before presenting her train ticket.
Oh, I see. I thought he was going to be like a teacher or something.
Danke, replied the ticket inspector sarcastically. He walked off into the next carriage, continuing his call. Eve returned her purse to her handbag.
Classic. It's got to be Eve.
Clasped her pendant that hung around her neck, as she often did out of habit, for comfort, running her finger around the groove in the octagonal piece.
Fingering her piece.
She popped her ear pod back in and fixed her gaze back to her phone. She was adamant she'd overlooked something. She resumed viewing and pressed play. Okay, it's November the 5th, 2003. My name is Dr. Eve Waterhouse.
Ooh. Waterhouse? She's got a surname.
She's got that name.
I can't like that.
It's nice.
Because
she's
Italian.
English, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah.
I'm trying to find something very
I wonder what Byron's surname would be.
Bollocks.
Yeah. Byron Bollocks. Bollocks.
What about the alliteration?
Son of a bitch.
Byron Bitch. No.
Bollocks and Waterhouse sounds like a sort of crime detection drama.
Oh.
Bollocks and Waterhouse. Or a real like club you probably don't want to go to. Or you might want to go to.
Oh, it depends, yeah. Bollocks and Waterhouse. Mm.
Eve's eyes rolled in embarrassment as she watched herself back, thinking to herself, what a dick. Just say Eve. She resumed watching.
Is she watching herself masturbate?
What? Maybe.
That's a very formal sex video. She needs to give her a full name at the beginning.
Yeah, she won't get many viewers on YouTube.
This is the first recording of trying to discover what this casket is and how it works. I intend to run a series of experiments to try and ascertain how the effects occur, and if the magnitude of the effects differs with the introduction of variants, such as locale of connection, apparel, and intoxications, to name a few.
Ooh.
Oh, she's going back to the tests.
Yes.
Oh.
It appears that upon touching the casket, or the sexy box, as my sister and I have dubbed it, it controls that person's libido.
Ooh.
I want to see if by recording the events, that anything becomes clearer upon review. On the recording, Eve is seen stepping back towards her coffee table where the box sits. She's wearing nothing more than a silky nightie that she's holding closed with her right hand. The curtains are drawn, but frequently illuminated by
precision. I like the way she's got in the mood by putting sexy clothes on. Like, she could have just done it in a chill suit.
Well, one of the things that she wanted to change is apparel, so she's going for clothing.
Mm. I think she closed the curtains. She didn't want an audience.
Well, and it's evening.
Apart from all of YouTube.
The curtains are drawn, but frequently illuminated by a procession of fireworks going off from around the neighbourhood.
It's random.
Because it's November the 5th, 2003.
Oh,
oh yeah. Yeah. 5th of November.
Right, here goes. Experiment 1. Apparel. Lingerie. Mm.
Lingerie.
Eve's left hand reaches out and touches the box.
Ooh.
Her right arm drops immediately, allowing her black silky nightie to float open, revealing a pair of red French lace knickers and matching bra.
Ooh.
Her eyes roll back and her muscles contract for a split second. She fondles her...
Her muscles contract?
As if, like, when she's, like, touched the box, it's like, oh!
Oh, I thought like, you meant it was, like...
She starts flexing
her biceps.
She becomes butch.
Like He-Man just suddenly clothes rip off her as her chest.
It was more just to like insinuate like there was a sort of like a connection, like an electrical surge just kind of gone through her.
Do you know, this kind of reminds me of Raiders of the Lost Ark, but not sexy. I mean, this is sexy, but I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark isn't sexy.
Not as sexy as Raiders.
This is not as sexy as Harrison.
No, I meant the other way around. I meant like it's a sexy version of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm.
But they had a bigger box.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the box, babes.
That's what she said.
Her muscles contract for a split second. She fondles her Bahama Mamas through the... through the exquisite silk of the nightie before manoeuvring her right arm out of the gown, allowing the robe to slide down her left arm, covering the sexy box. Her right hand caresses her norks. Gently stroking herself, savouring the feeling of the soft-to-touch red lace work of the bra.
Ooh.
Her nipples harden like peanuts in response to the sensual motion.
Rob's just doing some demonstrations.
I'm trying to get into her mindset, making them hard.
Her hips begin to slowly sink and rise as she continues her slow and steady exploration of her ample Charlie Dimmocks. No hips moving?
Oh,
I love this.
Nice.
That's it.
As her gyrating begins to intensify.
A bit early on the gyrating.
Do I look sexy?
Why is nobody filming?
Do you like my character?
Eve is heard softly moaning and sighing with pleasure. Her hand slowly glides from her jubblies up to her mouth.
I love your description.
I love
yeah.
Oh, Miss Waterhouse and jubblies.
From her jubblies up to her mouth where she begins to lick her index finger. In a smooth, fluid motion from shaft to tip, before indulging on it completely and taking the whole digit into her mouth.
Oh my god. The whole digit?
The whole digit.
She's got a big mouth.
Are you doing that?
It's not quite as...
She can deep throat a finger.
I think that's right.
Don't make yourself funny.
Oh my god.
I think everyone can do that, though,
Yeah.
The hand.
Maybe she's got really long fingers, though. Maybe. Like 12-inch.
Maybe she's got, like, fake nails on.
Big fat ones.
What are those little monkey things called in, like, Madagascar that have one long finger? An eye? Is that right?
I don't know.
And, like, the locals believe if I point at you, you'll die.
Oh, God.
No.
I think they're like a lemur.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I just thought...
No. Actually, I like an education.
We'll carry on. Yes. Sorry.
No, that's fine. The hand then continues its journey back down south, past her Geronimo's, weaving across her torso, meandering down her body, until it reaches just below her navel at her panties.
Ooh.
The semi-transparent French knickers begin to moisten as her eager hand starts sweeping over her little man in the boat.
Oh my god. This is a lot more sex than what was in my chapter.
The more the target is hit, the wetter she becomes.
Ooh.
The wetter she becomes, the more vigorous the hand works the fleshy bean.
I like that. Well, not fleshy bean. I like the fact that it's the little man in the boat and he's getting wet. That's good.
Very nautical.
Before long, she is moaning in pure ecstasy, and with just a couple more thuds at herself, she lets out an almighty moan, releasing a tsunami of love juice from her cavern of despair.
A cavern of despair! Oh my god!
Wow.
With that, her hand is released from the box. She focuses back in on the room, blushing and out of breath. She races to the video camera to turn it off.
Oh, I bet my pulse has gone up.
Go on. I feel a bit. What's your pulse?
Mine's 67.
Not quite 69.
91.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Oh, no, sorry, 84. It's dropped immediately.
The train stops. She scrolls through her phone, peering above the device to make sure nobody else can see her screen as a continuous flock of people pass by her aisle seat to disembark.
It'd be funny if there's just some fat bloke next to her just leaning in like, oh, it's nice.
Home porn.
Are they your umbilicus?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get umbilicus.
Bahama Mamas.
She noted she only had a couple of stops left until she needed to alight. Ooh. She looked back down and pressed play once more. Afternoon, it's June the 14th, 2005. This is experiment number 13, connection locale. Today, I'm trialing... I've misspelled that. I've said trailing. Today, I'm trialing touching the box with a different part of my body to see if the experience is more or less intense or just the same.
Oh, what's she going to use? As place
bets. Fanny?
You think Fanny? I'm going to give something random like ear.
Eyelash.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Fanny,
interesting.
Ear,
I like that. Because, like, hair, would that trigger it? That's very good.
Maybe we'll find out.
Also, I do think it's very convenient that she's having to undertake this experiment where she keeps having to have multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Yeah. Hard life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Is that a job you'd be happy to do?
Depends where it is.
In the privacy of your home.
Someone's got to do it, haven't they?
I guess so, yeah. I'll be up for it as long as I don't have to put it on YouTube.
I mean, she's not. This is just for her.
I wonder if she showed it to her sister.
I don't think she did.
No, she was doing it by herself.
It's not stated.
I used to do a lot of experiments like that when I was a teenager.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you film yourself?
No, just experimented.
Yeah.
Just on my own.
Did you say, Rob, blah, 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 June the 14th, 2000?
Oh, I should have done.
1998.
Did I say 2000? Yeah. So that's quite late on to be experimented still.
I don't think there was video phones back then.
No.
I'd
have to use a quill in a...
or a camcorder.
As Eve walked away from the camera, it revealed that she was wearing a sports bra and a short rah-rah skirt.
Ooh.
Ooh, rah-rah. I don't even know what that is.
It's like kind of tutu-y.
Yeah.
Kind of like 80s. Muffly.
Petticoats.
You wear them quite often on hen do's.
Mm. So this is just her normal clothes? This isn't for an experiment?
No, this is for an experiment.
Oh, I thought she was doing the body. Oh,
well, right. I mean, this might just be...
It's gone right down to 55.
I lost your
Oh, the rah-rah skirt, yeah.
It might just be convenient for what she's going to do. Her long brown hair was tied up, held by a clip. The sexy box, as always, was on the coffee table. Except this time, there was a towel underneath it.
Hmm. For her creative juices.
Eve gently squatted back onto the coffee table.
Oh.
Perching her bare buttocks.
I thought Laura was going to reenact it.
I know.
She changed her mind.
Oh, no, I was doing it. I was touching on the eyelash.
Oh.
And then I realised I had to do it this way instead.
So what was she doing, squatting?
Eve gently squatted back onto the coffee table, perching her bare buttocks onto the sexy box. Doing
that's
so,
what the rah-rah skirt's for.
Yeah.
Doing so, revealing she had nothing on underneath her skirt.
Naughty young lady.
As she made contact, her body tightened, eyes rolled. Her hands removed her sports bra in one fell swoop,
Ooh.
Freeing her per-round melon-sized bazongas.
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 Melon-sized.
Melons.
They're a lot bigger than her twins.
Well, Now, I thought this was going to come up.
Yes,
because I then thought ahead. I'm not thinking watermelon. I'm thinking maybe more like...
Gardia?
Yeah. Oh, one of the smaller melons.
Still
Well,
big,
they're still about that size, so they're still massive.
But it was never said sort of how big Ida's were. It was just they were...
In proportion to her.
Maybe she had a job.
Maybe. And they're pert and melon size, so they're sounding false.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe... Because their looks, a bit too round.
But then if they're small, then they can have still massive boobs. Some people
Is it weird? I find it strange to think of a twin having plastic surgery, but the other twin not. Like, you're going against nature, aren't you? Like, you should be the same. That should be illegal.
It would be interesting, though, to see, like, later on, how they fare.
Mm. Yeah, but if you've had plastic surgery, can you still get pert nipples? Because it's still plastic, isn't it? You can't...
Well, yeah. Nipples I real. I think they just...
Yeah, you have the same nipples. Yeah. Sorry, nipples.
So as long as it's still, like, pointing up.
You can have surgery to make your nipples permanently hard anyway. You did like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Always got
In Friends. Yeah. Always got one. Yeah. She's smuggling peanuts all the time.
They used to tweak her though, I think, didn't they? Tweak her between scenes.
They.
God.
Yeah.
That can't be real.
No.
That can't be real. I mean, I've heard of a fluffer. I've never heard of a tweaker.
Or just Chandler Bing.
But you could also get up around some with some like things.
Oh, it doesn't have to be done by a person.
No, the things that you stick on your nipples to make them look like they're erect all the time.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe she had that.
Why would you want that? Why is that a look?
I don't know.
Get the Aniston look.
Because you're worth it. Here comes the science.
This is another thing where, of all the products we've mentioned, we get sent.
Nipple harness.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh.
Her hands removed a sports bra in one fell swoop, freeing her pert around melon-sized bazongas.
Doing.
Her hands then unclasped her hair clip and started attaching and releasing it from each nipple.
Ooh.
As she continued to clamp her nipples.
Her hair clip?
Yeah, I know what you mean, the clawy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clips.
She's had that on her nips.
Mm.
Oh, she had it on her nips.
Yeah, she continued to clamp her nipples.
It's part of the experiment, isn't it?
Is it, though?
Well, clearly, like, sitting on a sexy box just makes things that much more raw, I'm guessing.
So what the nipple clamp's got to do with that?
Well,
you'd think for an impartial experiment you'd want the same situation each time. You don't just add nipple clamps randomly.
Well, I mean, I don't think she intended to have nipple clamps. It's just unfortunate.
What kind of scientist is she?
A poor one, a questionable one.
She works for an art museum, so...
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's an archaeologist, not a scientist.
Yeah. As she continued to clamp her nipples, her free hand made a beeline straight to her love nubbin.
Here we go again.
Eve, re-watching this, was wincing as she relived it, recalling the sore, broken skin around her areolas.
Oh, my God.
As the free hand built the momentum, increasing the levels of friction, she threw a hair clip across the room to get both hands in on the action.
Mm.
With both hands giving her a bit of who's Irish...
He's Irish.
Oh, I love why you got that.
Before long, she gushed like a dam failing to hold back the Nile. What Eve hadn't noticed...
Is that why she's got the towel?
I love the sex detail.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's all right. Yeah, that's why she put the towel down.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
I didn't want to ruin her coffee table.
How's your heart rate?
Mine's...
103.
Wow.
Mine's gone up to 69.
Yes, I increased your body.
Nothing gets you going. It's really low.
What Eve hadn't noticed at the time of recording, but saw now, watching it back, was that as she flung her hair clip across the room, it hit her hamster cage, causing the door to unfasten.
Oh, no, you're not going to put the hamster
up. Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought that was some kind of euphemism.
No, that's a genuine hamster.
What the hell is the hamster cage?
That's how Mitzi escaped, she accidentally said out loud.
Oh.
Eve looked back up at the world around her, breaking her gaze with her phone.
Did she ever find the hamster?
I'm really hoping it's...
You will find out.
Oh, no, Rick! Oh.
Eve looked back up at the world around her.
How is that worse than Hitler?
Is there a tube involved? Oh, please. Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to Richard Gere it.
Oh.
Eve looked back up at the world around her, breaking her gaze with her phone. One more, she thought. She selected another clip and pressed play. She chuckled playfully. What's the date? It's August the 20-something. I knew I should have written this down beforehand. Oh, it's experiment number... whatever the last one was, plus one. I don't know, 15. Did I say the year? Oh, this is going well. It's 2005. And guess what today's experiment is?
Drinking.
Is Interafox. Oh, fuck it, I'm pissed.
Hamster fucking day.
Oh.
Eve, watching herself back, cringed again and chuckled to herself.
Oh, dear.
She muttered, what a liability.
Mm-hmm.
She returned to watch her inebriated self. Eve swaggered over to the sofas and coffee table where the sexy box was sat once more. In doing so... she bumped against the arm of the sofa, misjudging the distance, stumbled, fell forwards onto her knees, putting her hands out to support herself. One hand went onto the floor in front of her, whilst the other went out to the side, swiping the box off of the table onto the floor. Laying flat on the floor, she opened her eyes and screamed. She began to sob inconsolably.
Aww.
As the box was launched off the table, it had become apparent it had landed on Mitzi and killed her.
She escaped.
Mitzi did touch the box, so, you know, Mitzi's in the box of sexy souls.
Oh my god. But can it come back? Can it have to come back? Can it bring back the...
Does it want to come back?
Oh dear. Oh, well, they don't live for very long anyway, so...
4 years, I think.
Yeah, I mean...
Eve pressed pause as she could feel herself well up. Her terminus was nearing. She put her phone into her bag, picked up a coat from the seat next to her, gave her pendant the habitual rub.
What?
She said with a level of panic in her voice. Where is it? Her hands desperately feeling around her neck, then down her shirt, frantically checking around her seat. Fuck! Where's it gone?
Oh my god.
Present day.
That man. It's the fat man, isn't
it? That anger in your face. You're like, your nose is curling and everything.
Fat man.
That man.
That fat man.
Some German man.
Some German.
Ooh. Well, I'm not surprised she keeps fingering it.
Well, she was fingering the groove. There's apparently a groove inside the pendant.
Yeah.
Present day. Having made it back into the room through an unattended door, he had got as close as possible, hiding behind various pieces of furniture and apparatus as he could. He listened
Bend over.
With the gun he had temporarily borrowed from his executor.
Oh, he's
bend
back.
Bend over.
Bend back.
What, is it bent over, otherwise known as Gary Barlow?
Oh, you got to do the accent.
Oh, I don't know if he talks.
Oh.
Make him talk.
What the fuck is this? No, that's French. I can't be German. What the fuck is this? No, no. It just sounds
I'm just watching it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Thank you, she said. The last of the paper fell away, only leaving a block of old soap in her hand. You see, this is a reprise from...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, poor Dove.
Nine! She screamed. I changed that from...
How dare you.
Was ist das? She screeched at Byron. Those were my sentiments exactly. You can imagine how I feel going through all of this absolute shit for a bar of soap, he retorted. Nine! She bleated. She snapped the old bar of soap in half and pointed it at him.
Oh, she bleated.
This is the wrong soap.
This is the wrong soap.
The wrong soap?
The wrong soap.
I wanted imperial leather.
What other
this
soaps
one dries
there?
My skin.
What other soaps are there? Imperial leather, Dove?
Tesco's own.
Yeah, just like those cheap ones you get that feel like plastic.
Does Carex do one?
I don't think so.
Simple.
Oh, Simple. Lush.
Yeah, probably the Body Shop, I'm guessing they do.
Yeah.
Fortnum and Mason.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Bayliss and Harding.
Lots of soap.
Join in at home.
Send us your top 10 soaps.
Top 10? That's a lot.
We'll read them out next week. She pointed at one of the henchmen. Kill him. With the instruction of death, Ben burst out at full pelt from behind a desk with his gun posed at the unnumbered henchman.
Unnumbered henchman.
Releasing a single fire, he gets a headshot on Byron's executor-to-be.
Ooh.
He then focuses in on Helga. But before he takes a second shot, another of the guards fires. Ben jumps to avoid the bullet, but doesn't clear it fully. He gets hit in the thigh.
Ooh.
As his body falls back to the ground, he ungracefully manages to knock Helga and the box to the ground. No! Shouts Byron. He looks at his friend on the floor, noticing his leg is bleeding profusely.
That's a nasty place to get hit in the thigh.
Fuck, femoral artery, he says to himself.
Is that bend over?
Byron? Oh, that's Byron.
Oh, Byron.
No, you'll know if it's Gary Barlow.
You know what? You could have shot him in the bum. That would have been funnier.
I got shot in the buttocks. Byron knows without stopping that bleed.
I'm glad someone wrote it for you.
Byron knows without stopping that bleed that Ben doesn't have long.
Oh, no. What? Just for being shot in the thigh?
Femoral artery. It's your main artery. It supplies blood to all your legs.
Oh, that was a good shot, wasn't it?
Yeah. I looked it up and everything.
By the henchman.
Yeah.
He needs a promotion. He needs a number.
Yeah.
Oh, no, bend over. You're just resurrected for about a minute.
Yeah. The other henchmen enclose on Ben and Byron, poised, ready to prevent any more unexpected interruptions. Stay with me, Ben, Byron shouts to the ginger. Ben lays on the floor, unresponsive.
Don't say ginger, maybe you'll get mad.
I know. I'll put it in there just for me.
No, I do not hate gingers. They're fine.
Ben lays on the floor, unresponsive. Helga finds her feet, brushes herself off, and stands back. Ah, now this is what I wanted to see. She's very manly sounding, isn't she? Like,
very stereotypical. Mm.
She sounds more butch than you when you're
That's how I see German women. Byron was hoping she wouldn't have noticed the real brown parcel on the floor.
Oh.
He had given the original package to Ben for safekeeping when they met up.
Oh.
Byron had been carrying a decoy parcel to keep for himself. The real McCoy laid on the floor. It had fallen out of Ben's pocket as he heroically leapt through the air while saving Private Brian.
Private Byron.
Oh, so there's another soap. It's the wrong soap, she said.
It was the wrong soap. She unravelled the string, knowing this time it was the real thing. She smirked. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know that soap when I see it. You see? Byron cut into a sentence. Yeah, I know. Dove soap doesn't dry your skin like other soaps does.
Did she really want Dove soap that badly?
She snapped the soap in half. We have it! Bring me the pendant. It is complete.
They have the pendant.
End of part one.
What do I need the soap for? Is there something inside?
It must be.
Something inside.
So who stole the pendant from Eve?
Someone on the train walking past her.
Well, she wasn't very observant, was she?
She's too busy looking at herself having sexy time.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you feel someone, like, grab it from you?
She's obviously a pro. Maybe she was, like, as there was a continuous flock of people walking past, and maybe they were just kind of bumping in gently.
Maybe
and,
we have to try that out.
You know, as it is when people walk past you on a train, getting to your terminus, getting off your stop.
I've got visions of, like, little kid in, like, Victorian clothes, like the Artful Dodger, just coming in. Grab it quickly and off he goes.
I guess so. It's wonderful feeling.
But you still would notice if someone's...
You'd think you would, wouldn't you? But she didn't.
She didn't.
So.
Well, she's rubbish, isn't she?
I think we've established that from the videos. She's pretty... I mean, she's killed her own hamster.
Mitzi!
Poor I love Mitzi. The name Mitzi. It's like, oh.
Oh, I think Mitzi will come back.
A ghost hamster.
Well, good chapter, by the way. Thanks. Oh, end of part one. So
end of part one, yeah. Sorry, I've gone double.
We've got part two
doubled
to
up
come.
Again.
Doubled up.
Yeah.
Double Dutch.
Double Dutch.
Double Deutsch.
I've got double an image dick. Of Helga. I think she looks like, you know, Anne Robinson, but a taller version.
Yeah, I see.
On the Weakest Link with, like, the long leather mac and everything. Yeah.
Leathered up.
Yeah.
But she's Ginge. Anne Robinson.
Yeah.
Did you say what hair Helga had?
Wasn't she blonde?
I thought she was blonde and blue-eyed. Sabine was, so I assumed.
Yeah.
Being of that party.
Well, she could have she's bleached conformed. It. Yeah, she could have been ginger, really, and then bleached it.
Oh, dear Lord,
she'd be executed.
That's the end of
see you then.
Oh, bye. Oh, Laura's off.
To go.
It's her house, but she's already out the door.
I've just realised throughout the episode I said your name, Mimi. I did it again!
Stripey.
Oh, Stripey.
Stripey.
You know what happens? You need to drink.
My glass is empty. Host.
Well, that's negative.
Well, you know, I'll get you on for the next episode in a week's time.
Yes, stay parched until then. A whole week until part two.
I'm really hoping someone does genuinely send us their list of top 10 soaps. I'd be very happy.
Oh, do.
Oh, I don't think I've got a top 10.
And if you do go to the trouble of doing a top 10, for each one, just write a reason why.
Yeah.
And if you do also, we can take it in turns as we read each one out to do it in a different accent.
Brilliant.
I'm up for that. You're the ones that never want to do accent.
Yeah. I smell series 3.
Just soaps.
Oh, yeah, we could do a podcast on soaps.
Yeah.
And if you're going to tell us your favourite soaps, you'll need a contact detail to get hold of us.
Nice segue.
Oh.
Why not drop us a little email at wewritesex@gmail.com?
Or get us on Instagram @wewritesex.
Facebook, wewritesex.
Twitter, wewritesex.
Oh, we almost should high-five perfect. That. Should. That's like the most fluid it's ever been. It's only taken like 18 months.
Good, well, toodle pips.
Ta-ra.
Yeehaw.
Adios.
That was abrupt.
Okay.